Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, you never miss a minute of the show. If you just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Winning. Winning. Isn't that what it's all about? Trump continues to win. Gas prices fall below $3 a gallon for the first time in over 4 years. Thank you, Trump. Trump signs a rare earth deal with Australian Prime Minister during a White House meeting. That means we'll rely less and less on China into the future. Wait, we're not done winning yet. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled Monday that President Donald Trump has the authority to deploy the National Guard to Portland, Oregon, reversing a decision by a district judge earlier this month.
Nice.
It was the second time the Ninth Circuit, despite its reputation as a liberal bastion, overruled lower courts and allowed Trump to exercise his constitutional powers as commander-in-chief. The first case was California. So, Trump is winning. Who's recognizing that? Me?
Oh, yeah.
Greg?
Absolutely.
And all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good thing. This is good for America. You see, we're not rooting against Democrats. We're rooting for America. And Trump's the president. It's poor people with that Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
They got to be miserable. They're angry all the time.
Well, think about it. Ugh. They tune into their, you know, one of their favorite news outlets, possibly, let's say, CNN, far-left CNN goofballs.
Yeah.
Even they have been forced to admit that President Trump is winning the political debate against the Democrats and the fake media in the ongoing governmental shutdown battle. So he's winning, 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 and he's even winning the shutdown battle.
Nice.
During the government shutdown of Trump's first term, the president watched his approval ratings drop by 3 points as an average of 61% of those polled primarily blamed him. Fast forward to today, Trump's average approval rating during the shutdown is up by a point. As fewer than half of those polled, only 48%, blame him for the shutdown. What I find even more remarkable is that Trump's numbers sit where they do today, even though the president has said he intends to use the shutdown to fire bureaucrats and permanently shutter government programs beloved by Democrats. And it's not just Trump saying that. His administration has made it clear that they intend to take advantage of the shutdown for this purpose, and the effort has already begun. In the past, the media would have effectively sold Trump's threats to the public as divisive and blackmail. You can see the 2013-era media ensuring those comments backfire on a Republican president, but not this time, which proves two things. First, there is more proof that regime media has lost almost all of its influence that it once had to shape the agenda, manipulate public opinion, and aid and abet, basically, the Democrat Party. These days, Trump and his people go over the corporate media's heads. Every day, they saturate the airwaves and online world with a concise, clear, and common-sense-driven message. And this, in turn, obliterates the fake media's ability to choose the narrative, to set the terms of the debate, and to get the better of Republicans. Yep. So, Trump is winning. We are benefiting from it. And the power of the mainstream media has been diminished all at the same time.
And nobody's watching at all.
It is.
Their numbers are, I'm just saying, the tank is.
Oh, as far as CNN goes.
Well, just CNN, MSNBC. I mean, look at them all.
Their followers, if you will, they have the Trump derangement syndrome, which part of that is anger and being a bit despondent and a real good chance for depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, they don't want to hear more about it.
But I bet they like the cheaper gas prices. I bet they like the cheaper egg prices. I mean, I bet they enjoy all those things.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So
why can't they just enjoy?
Be happy.
Come on, get happy. Let me write a song.
I'll work on the music and I think we're onto something.
Yeah, and then we'll all get on the station bus. That's painted with flowers on the side. We'll invite Susan Day.
I just didn't say it. I'm like, and you were hoping Susan Day would show up.
I was doing that for both of us, not just me.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Senator Rick Scott is taking action to address the increased threat of Chinese-controlled companies to our national security. Got to speak to the senator last week. If you missed that, once again, that's another opportunity that you can find on the Bob Rose Show podcast. But the senator introduced a bill amid reports that the home security cameras by Lorax, sold at big box retailers throughout the U.S., are quietly monitoring homes using technology from a Chinese surveillance firm legally bound to assist Beijing's sweeping intelligence apparatus. So they have to send them, the data, the feed, whatever. They're bound by an agreement, I guess. Privacy advocates and everyday Americans are sounding the alarm with concerns that foreign adversaries like China are embedding themselves into the digital infrastructure of American homes through smart appliances and connected devices.
We've warned about that for years.
Yep. But under Chinese law, Chinese-owned companies are compelled to hand over data to the Chinese Communist Party on request, meaning any Chinese-owned company, any, that's operating on U.S. soil could be forced legally to act as an agent of the Chinese state. Everyday devices could even be used as coordinated weapons to destabilize or crash America's electric grid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So,
now, we're not shocked by this story at
no.
all. I'm just glad to see Senator Scott trying to do something about it.
Wasn't aware of how widespread it was. Look, one of the big stories that broke is when everybody was buying the cranes to unload ships at ports.
Oh, yeah.
And that, they found, was loaded full of data collection devices that they weren't aware of when they purchased these things. That's when it's kind of like, they pulled the lid off of that, and now it's... Wow, it's everything. Yeah, that is kind of frightening. We'll wait till those Chinese leaders see me strutting around my house. They'll be like,
turn off the cameras! Turn off the cameras!
They'll be like, wow, those Americans. They're macho. We can't beat them. Oh, it is 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. Come on, there's something irritating you. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Do it now. Please, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, time to call in for What's Bugging You. Air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. It is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now. 877. Let's do that again. Call now. 877-975-9825.
It's a new number. You're not used to it yet.
Yeah. And I'm new here, too.
Yeah.
Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, like you, I share the enjoyment of paying lower gas prices. But I'd like to point something out that's bugging me. Ever since I was a kid in the Arab oil embargo in 73, we've been walking around on tiptoe. I was afraid that those gas prices are going to go up because of something that happened in the Middle East. And that's been for years. And every time gas went up a quarter, well, it's because there's an oil well fire in Kuwait or something. Every time somebody got the hiccups in Saudi Arabia, oil prices went up. Now, Trump's bombed Iran, it's taken on Hamas and the Houthis. I think there's probably been an explosion in the Middle East every day this week, and I don't see gas prices going up. So I think when we might have been getting scammed there back for those few decades ago. Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you, Pete. Yeah. Always a pleasure and a good point. Yeah. Yep. Let's go to Katie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I'm so mad, Bob, about these people claiming they're for the people. They're fighting for the people. Did you not see what the people said when we voted Trump in as our president? Please, they're not for but a few people. Thank you.
Yeah. No, good point. 877-975-9825. Call in now. We've got some open spots. Let's go to Yael. What's bugging you? Yeah, Al, you there? What's bugging you?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Well, there's two things bugging me. One is, for some reason, whenever I get to the Villages area on my way to work, I lose reception over the static of your radio show, so I don't get to listen to you. And it was part of my morning trip to work. That's number one. And the second thing is I don't understand why, on that stretch of 484 in between Marion Oaks, where it's already bumper to bumper, and it took me 45 minutes to go 100 feet yesterday, that they decide that between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. is a good time to do road construction.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That does hurt.
At it, and that's a great point. Yeah, of all the times, and when you have a super busy road like that, you've got to do it at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They can do it.
And, I was going to say, and especially in the summertime, because they'd rather work at night.
Cooler.
It's a lot cooler.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But now the weather's getting nice for everyone, isn't it?
It feels so nice out there this
morning. It does. Yeah. Hey, last chance to get in, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is regarding the hunting stand found near Palm Beach International Airport. It sounds like Trump is being actively hunted constantly, and I just really wish he would speak behind bulletproof glass in public venues like the Popemobile, and then also all kinds of bulletproof protection around him by Secret Service wherever he shows up in public. We need to protect that guy. Thanks.
Yeah, no, that is a good point, and it's hard because in America it is always, you know, like the president is there, you know, for the people, and but you're right. In this circumstance, it would be more important to really protect him. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is people don't realize there are really no differences between human bones and dinosaur bones, and that fossil fuels are not where oil comes from. Oil is a byproduct of how the earth is formed. So if you really think that oil comes from dead dinosaurs, you are an idiot.
I got to interrupt there. Paul, come on. Good. We grew up seeing the big green brontosaurus out in front of the Sinclair station. So don't pull that over my eye. It was right there in front of the gas station. I saw him. He was big, really big.
And so if he stood there long enough, would he actually turn into oil?
Well, I'd have to bury him first, yeah.
Oh, you got to bury him first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because then you got to, you know, drill it out and stuff.
Yeah, wait till the scientists find out that we actually are producing oil all the time, that's part of the earth cooling process.
You mean science?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Good morning, Steve. What's bugging you?
You know, I've been in the road work business for a long time, and I hear a lot of people complaining about road work. Oh, it's inconvenient. Oh, it took me 5 more minutes to get to work. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? We can't figure out where to drive. But I never hear any of them get back on and say, man, they did a great job. That road's really great. I'm saving 5 or 10 or 12 minutes every day when we get done. Crazy.
It's a thankless job, my friend.
Yeah.
You just chose one of those things.
But hey, 39th Ave in Gainesville is so much nicer again. So,
well,
there you go.
Yeah, they're working on the road out to Keystone, and it was needed. And the parts that are done, I'm very happy with.
We're not going to stir people up about 200, though. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. So. It is 7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about, including Trump winning. But the government is still shut down. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. Thanks for taking us along. It's going to be another awesome day. Beautiful weather.
Nice.
That's why we live here, you know? Hockey season clearly underway. San Jose Sharks, they've got a Jumbotron. It's like everybody else does, right? Well, apparently, they were having Hispanic Heritage Night, which I can understand hockey, you know, working hard to try to attract more of a diverse crowd, right? So that's not a terrible thing. I mean, celebrate, right?
Oh no, every Mexican child is raised playing hockey. Okay, maybe not.
Well, they're not. That's maybe why you gotta reach out, make fans
exactly
out of them. And anyway, so the message board. Okay, apparently people were reading the board and they booed it when it said San Jose Sharks fans love ice. Get them, boys. Well, they are playing hockey. They are on ice. But ice has taken on a different connotation, hasn't it, over the last year, right? Go get them, boys. The team said the message was inadvertently displayed on the in-arena scoreboard. They apologized before the game ended. Quote, during the first intermission of today's game, an offensively worded message which has been externally submitted was inadvertently displayed on the in-arena scoreboard. So it's kind of like if you said, say happy birthday to Kathy, you know, asking Cindy Lou to marry me, right? This is where you have some input on what they put on the board. Well, somebody put that on there. And why would you have to think so deeply into it? San Jose Sharks fans love ice. Yeah. Right?
That's what they play on. Sure. I get it.
Get them, boys, which they're all males that are playing.
Yeah, go win.
But I guess it wasn't received that way. The message incident occurred as the team was holding its 9th annual celebration of Hispanic Heritage. The San Jose lost, however, to Pittsburgh 3-0, and they play the Islanders tonight. All right, so all of a sudden now ice is like a bad word. What if it said San Jose Sharks fans love law enforcement?
Now, that would be obvious. There'd be no mistake.
Well, that's what ice is.
Yeah, exactly.
They're law enforcement officers. Yeah. We have laws that have to do with immigration.
Yes.
And they have a job to do, and they do it. So, I mean, I don't. What if it said Sharks fans love, well, first responders? That could take in both cops and fire rescue. Yeah. But would somebody have a problem with that?
Well, we see all the time. I mean, you've got families who are of Hispanic descent that love those guys doing
their
job.
That's true, too.
They came here legally. They think everybody else, you know, they did everything right, and they feel like everybody else should have to.
I don't have the stat in front of me, but I think actually there are about high 30s, maybe almost 40% of the ICE employees are actually Hispanic. So, yeah, wow. Well, it's San Jose, as in, you know, California. So, wow, they had to apologize because they said San Jose Sharks fans love ICE. Get them, boys. Wow. They had to apologize for that. Huh. Okay. All right. A widespread outage affecting Amazon Web Services caused significant disruptions to numerous popular websites and services on Monday, showcasing the global reliance on cloud infrastructure. Hey, you, get off my cloud.
I knew it. I just knew it.
The Rolling Stones knew there would be a problem. This was a prophetic song that they wrote. Although the outage seems to be fixed as the day begins on the East Coast, lingering outages continue to be reported. CNBC reports in the early hours of Monday morning, Amazon Web Services, a dominant player in the cloud infrastructure market, reported a major outage that impacted countless websites and services worldwide. The issue, which began shortly after midnight Pacific time in AWS's primary U.S. East 1 region, was attributed to domain name system problems, all right, with other technical stuff, which makes absolutely no sense to me. But it affected well-known companies and services like Amazon, Disney Plus, Lyft, the McDonald's app, the New York Times, Reddit, Ring, Robinhood, Snapchat, T-Mobile, United Airlines, Venmo, Verizon. Government websites in the United Kingdom, such as Gov UK. Wow.
That's huge.
Lloyd's Banking Group confirmed that some of its services were affected by the outage. Users weren't able to access services. Graphic design tool Canva and an AI search tool, Perplexity, also reported functionality issues related to the underlying cloud provider. Well, this is a reminder of the world's dependence on a small number of major cloud service providers like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. When a significant outage occurs, it can have far-reaching consequences impacting businesses and consumers alike. Yep, look, our reliance on all of this technology is it's tenuous. Mm-hmm. It's easy to attack, disrupt, bring down. What do you think the likes of China and Russia, what do you think they are constantly working on when they're not hacking into our, you know, financial
right
accounts?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were working on. What a huge destabilizer it is.
I mean, the McDonald's app? Come on. You're affecting our way of life. I want my fish filet.
Hey.
Excuse me, filet-o-fish.
Yeah.
Got to get it right.
Yeah, you mess with McDonald's,
that's
we're going
right
to end up in a McFight.
Yes.
That was part of a story we had.
Oh, that was
yesterday.
Great, too.
It was
Smoking
Grady
Gun,
Judd, the sheriff
yes
from Polk County.
He's awesome.
He had a dispute and a problem in a McDonald's. He said, what are you, getting in a McFight over a McBurger and McNuggets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody did shoot somebody in the neck, though, in that.
Luckily,
a McDonald's employee.
Yeah, luckily they...
But he was threatened.
He was. That's right. He never once survived.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Babies riding the subway by themselves?
They're too small.
That's worse than that story where the whole family got up and walked down the beach while the six-month-old was underneath the tent taking a nap.
Yes.
And they were gone for an hour.
Whoops.
Yeah. I'll explain this story coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:45. We know you're busy. We make it easy. Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. It's going to be another great one. Yeah. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 751 right now. Yep. What kind of temperatures are we looking at right now, Greg?
Well, we are still like 59, 60. It's really, I know. I love it. I love it.
I do. I wore a sweatshirt jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So when does the official
parade?
Jacket, the parade o' jackets tour
begin.
You
know, when I stop being lazy and start posting some pictures.
Well, that's
who knows.
No. Honest question, honest answer. That's all we could ask for.
Yeah. No, it should be coming soon.
Okay, just checking.
Yep. Let's see. Some of the headlines we have. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you hear the government shut down?
I think I heard something about that.
Yeah, apparently it's been going on for like 21 days.
Wow.
Okay. No end in sight, as far as we know so far. So hang in there, my friends. CNN admits that Trump is just, he's crushing it. He's winning it even in the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
He's winning that battle. More people are blaming the Democrats.
Well, which, they should. I mean, simple things like the fact that one of the bills that they're fighting over is the same one that Schumer was saying months ago. If you don't vote for this, well, now they won't vote for it. It's like, wait a minute. Make up our mind. Make up your own mind.
Yeah, they're, they think they have a strategy that's going to be effective for them. I don't think so. But you know what? They are desperate. So, you know, what do you do? I mean, what are you going to say? We can't believe, we're on the side of transgender. Males playing sports with females. I mean, do you really think you're going to get a plurality of support for that? And that's just one. I mean, we could go down the litany and the list like we have done often. And it's like your policies, they just don't resonate with, most Americans. And if you're losing, you've got 31%, somewhere in there, that are nutbag lefties that are going to pretty much, support whatever you do.
Sure.
But, you've got 18 to 20% that, it depends maybe on some of the issues and who the candidates may be, that's going to have an impact. And you're losing all those votes. You're not gaining them. I hope the midterms go the way I think they're going to go, and the Republicans are going to do very well, although I think even polling and experts still, they don't see it like the landslide that they thought it was going to be for the Democrats, but they still think that Democrats are going to win more seats.
Well, because a lot of times you get that shift going back, but this, again, is not the Democrat Party that most folks grew up with, that they weren't dealing with this radicalism that they're going with.
It is the Democrat Party.
Democrats.
It is the Democrat Party that you grew up with, if you're five or under.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
That's really when it really started to go crazy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Trump's DHS arrests more than 480,000 illegals in 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah, nearly 500,000 illegals. And 7 in 10 are criminally convicted or charged. So, yes, the focus is on the worst of the worst, but if they do like an operation where they gather up a bunch of illegals, some of them might only be illegals. But the vast majority, 7 in 10, have criminal records or charges against them in addition to breaking the law, migrant laws.
So it's how many laws did they break, basically?
Pretty much.
Pick the number. Yeah.
But the focus really is the worst of the worst.
Yep.
Murderers, rapists, drug dealers, things like that. is the focus. But, yep, others are going to get snatched up in that. And they're not just going to turn a blind eye to it because that wouldn't be right.
No.
All right. What's this to Chicago Mayor Johnson? He's Brandon Johnson. Now, what's he? President Donald Trump had declared war on the city of Chicago. How did you feel? The mayor was asked when you looked around at the turnout in Chicago on Saturday. Very encouraged. Over 100,000 people in the streets throughout the city of Chicago. Some estimated 250,000 people. Yeah, 7 million around the country. Okay. Just remember.
Mm-hmm.
How many votes were cast for each candidate?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Math. It's a new math.
All right, my friends. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.